Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio once again, Sarah Heath, the director of the governor's office here in Palmer, Alaska. It's warm. It's turning the corner. We're well into spring, maybe looking closely at summer's near arrival, temperatures rising towards 60, mid-60s. How do you feel about that?
I love that, and everything is exploding in green. So I think I look every day and there's new buds and birds and warmth. Yay! Alaskans are peeking out like a Disney cartoon.
All right. And coming into the cartoon off from the side are the first of the large vessels carrying all those other people who want to visit Alaska.
That is true.
And whether it's Juneau or Skagway or here in the valley. And that leads to the question about the pressure's on in Juneau. It's getting, I would think that legislators who know they're coming to the close of their time working on the budget are feeling that pressure, because just getting into a restaurant might be difficult.
Right. And I think our first cruise ship arrived in Juneau last week.
Okay.
And so the tourists are already working all over through the capital and different items are going. We have 8 days left of the session. And then after that, the legislature, if they don't feel like they've accomplished everything in the 8 day period, they're allowed to call themselves back into session for another 10 if they'd like, or there's always the option of a special session. So it'll be interesting to see.
Right. So let's ask the question we ask every week. What are you hearing both from, let's start, what are you hearing from people here in the valley going that way?
Topics. Well, we did have some pretty animated coverage this week regarding Valley legislators. So I certainly
heard quite
a bit about that.
Okay. And they were both from the Wasilla side of
Both from the Wasilla side of the valley, yes. So I got quite a bit of commentary and from individuals locally regarding the article regarding Senator Wilson and the comments made by Representative Eastman.
Okay. And these were comments that were generally questioning or maybe critical, or how would you characterize them?
They were highly critical, and I encourage them to redirect those to the legislative branch. And concerns regarding seniors being hit, the Meals on Wheels, and then several... This is just embarrassing for the Valley comments. So, and I'm like, just listening and documenting and then encouraging people to reach out to the legislators. I'm sure they're interested to hear as well.
Okay. And I know that the legislators are, it seems to me, not coming back to the Valley at this time because they are working on the final days of the budget.
Yes. And the committees are packed. So it'd be interesting to see if they can maintain being like a superhuman speed to go through all the different items on like the House committees during the next 8 days. It's a rather intensive schedule.
Now, I understood that the House was working with many of its committees. The Senate, on the other hand, had stopped committee work. Has it begun again?
No, not that I am aware of. Not as of this morning.
Okay.
So at this point, I think now there might be things happening that aren't formal, but there is not any formal committee work engaged on the Senate side that I'm aware of. I think now hopefully there is maneuvering and conversations between the Senate and the House occurring as we speak, so that in the next 8 days there can be some solution. We're always optimistic of that, but at this point we haven't seen anything come forward.
And I know the governor has, since we last spoke last week, issued a number of press releases of one sort or the other, anything that rises to the top as far as his actions in the last week?
I'm trying to think if you're asking me something specific. We've had a lot of events coming up.
But he hasn't dropped any bombshells of any sort or that have really stirred up the world.
No.
Okay. Okay, just checking to say I listen and I read, But sometimes I miss things.
As opposed to the python that's been loose and then our local legislators and that,
nothing rising to that level. So as we were entering this last week and thinking back over years past, what tends to happen when the legislative session comes to a close? How does your office begin to see a change in terms of what people talk about, because the world doesn't stop just because the session stopped?
No, and I would say actually even outside of session, we get even busier. Because during session, the majority of our, besides our long-term projects that we're working on, the majority of the commentary are wanting to know information about how to contact a legislator, wanting budget details, those sort of things. And so we're able to be more of an informative line and steer people that way. And then after session's out, it's more projects. It's internally fixing nuances with different departments or helping facilitate people when they need help there. I've had a couple of miners come up to us with some issues within DNR that they were curious about that process. And the fair stands up and we host, the MATSU office hosts the booth every year.
Right.
And then I'm pretty active in agriculture out here. And so, my goodness, every week it changes. I've gotten everything from mining to railroad issues to the opioid task force to agriculture.
Okay. So a little bit
of a jack of all trades.
All right. Okay. Well, we haven't asked that other question in quite a while, and that is, what's happening with the facility in Sutton that once housed inmates as a correctional facility? Anything moving on that?
Not that we have formalized. There was some possibilities of hoping to lure extra military with that and maybe have some military training capacity utilized there. There hasn't been any movement on that front, but that's always a... You know, that was an idea that came out from the public that they were encouraging that. And you never know. Now with Trump and administration and all the hot bits with the Russians invading our airspace, we do have a beautiful facility. So we'll certainly continue to market it to both the feds and the nonprofits.
Okay. Okay. So I'm wondering, today I spent a little bit of time looking at a development that includes Anchorage, includes some state offices, as well as the MATSU school district and assembly or borough. And that's under the general title of smart communities. And it was a reminder that these days we can go to a browser and find out a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some examples from other places around the country that were really incredible in terms of access. So we know you have an office here, but you also are accessed through the internet, as well as having a whole variety of increasingly usable information bits available. How would you say, if somebody, it's not during your normal office hours, what's the best site for people to go to one, communicate to your office or through to the governor, or to get general information?
For general information, if you go to the State of Alaska website,
okay.
Each department has their individual information posted there. And if you click the governor's face, mm-hmm. The office of the governor will pop up. I'm listed under governor's senior staff. So if you want to get a message directly to me, that's
okay.
My email. Go ahead and Sarah Heath. And that's sarah.heath@alaska.gov.
Okay.
And I unfortunately check my email all the time. So while we have office hours between the events and being out and about and just representing the Valley, I'm on 24/7. So I usually am pretty responsive in that way. And if there's something that you can't specifically find online, otherwise budget details are listed there. Links to the legislators are listed. My goodness, there's just an assortment of information available online.
Okay. Okay. So I'm also curious whether the governor, you, or the State of Alaska has a Facebook page.
Yes. I have one, but it's my personal one because my peanut's on it. So I'm very controlled about who I invite there.
Okay.
But Governor Walker and Mrs. Walker both have Facebook pages. And each department has, and different divisions have also have Facebook pages. So like Division of Ag has the Alaska Grown. And you can find out a lot of nuances for cool businesses and innovations coming out of that area. Governor Walker, and that's just Alaska Governor Walker. You can find that on Facebook.
Sure.
And they post daily.
Right.
And Mrs. Walker posts daily as well. And there's information on that. I believe they also tweet and have Instagram.
So that was going to be my next question. What, given the change in the use of Twitter these days coming out of Washington, D.C., whether there was any Twitter race here to see who can tweet
Tweet the most,
have the most effect. I'm not sure.
I'm not aware of any tweet weight racing, but I do know that the Office of the Governor tweets, as so does Hess, I believe, and several different boards.
Okay.
And there might be a couple other departments that tweet as well, but okay, those I'm certainly familiar with. I don't personally tweet, so I don't follow that as quickly.
Okay. One of the waiting for events is confirmation of the governor's appointments to a whole variety of positions. That have you heard anything about that? Because I think the interim attorney general, many of the other offices that need to be confirmed have not been, and it requires, as I remember, a joint meeting of both Senate and House to do that.
That's correct. And at this point, that has not been scheduled. I was chatting with someone about this morning, wanting to know if we had any movement on that front, and so far that has not occurred.
Okay. All right. So
those are important. Prior to my current position, I did work boards and commissions under Governor Parnell.
Okay.
So I do understand just from a functional standpoint, we have board appointments. They're statutorily defined, the different seats on who you find and how do they meet those mandates. And those are often the ones that go before the legislature are all regulatory in nature. So anyone that has input on a licensure or is making some sort of legal requirement or anything that could impact daily Alaskans' lives needs confirmation. And so in order for them to do their day-to-day business, they do need to be confirmed.
Now, if, for example, the legislature completed its work, just slid in there and did the budget, but didn't do any of these other meetings, didn't approve appointments and the rest. The next session begins next January. In the interim, these people would remain in the interim. Would that be the case?
That would be. I think that would be the functional. That's not solely defined. And there are some boards. Now we have 127 boards.
Okay.
So there are some boards that once you're up, you're up. And then there are others that allow a cushion to be able to maintain until the replacement is designated. So I'm trying to remember, but it's very rare that you have to resign your title right on that deadline by statute.
Okay.
So that should be able to continue functional government.
Okay. And then presumably would be picked up. Not typically done. This is kind of an atypical situation. Not done on a special session to have people come to just appoint.
That would be unusual. I'm not sure when that's been done last.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there any other? Now, we focus so much on the budget. We have the appointment confirmation. Are there any other important tasks that are somewhat administrative, approval in nature, et cetera, that will make things run smoothly if they're done and be awkward if they're not?
Well, there's the Real ID.
That's right.
Legislation that's coming up. And I believe you had a great,
yes, we,
and that's available on your website.
Yes, I would point people there. If you're interested in Real ID, two people came in here and they just knocked it out of the park. The director of the Division of Motor Vehicles and a representative from the Division of Military and Veterans Affairs. Both experienced people. They, to my mind, they know the topic well. They covered it. And if you go to radiofreepalmer.org, you can pull it off. We broadcast it twice. And I think I, I was impressed because basically the it seems pretty straightforward, and they described at this point, this was last week, that the legislation was in committees and could go to a vote in a pretty short order. And this has been looked at, one of those things has been looked at for a long time, or has been put on the side for a long time, but mm-hmm. we're coming to a point where it appears that a few states are not making some kind of decision here, and we're one of those mm-hmm. small number, mm-hmm. 10% or so.
Very small number, yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's another topic that probably deserves. And I know that there are some other bills that look very close to being passed. One that is smoke-free for the state. That one is seemingly very close to a vote,
too. It seems
too.
Very close, yes.
All these things just... And once again, we have to raise the question of whether the people are just saying, we don't want to be distracted from the budget to do these things, even though they might... get some sense of satisfaction if they actually did them, mm-hmm. And then be able to move on and say, okay, we've taken care of a little thing. Now we can move on to the big budget issue.
Right, right.
But for whatever reason, whether it's a strategy or I'm not sure what, there are a number of pieces that are waiting, just waiting there.
Yes, that just need to be passed right out of committee and then they can be launched for vote.
Okay.
So they seem very, very close.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing something on that.
No, the Real ID Act is up this week. And then the opioid legislation, there's some different opportunities for public testimony. That's in committee this week, too. That's looking very close to coming out. And then, of course, Smoke-Free Alaska. And I know that there's several others. I mean, we had a plethora of, I never get to use that
word. plethora is a nice word. Plethora. Yeah, and I saw one reference that suggested there were maybe 300 bills or so that of various.
A record number, I believe. Right. Okay. So that's unique. I'm not sure this again to if that was a strategy or that just happened to be an interesting coincidence. A record number of bills beyond budget.
What we do know is that the extended days to 120, is that 120, 121?
I thought it was 120.
I thought it was two, but I've found that the legislature seems to be casual about the numbers, 90, 91, 90. I've seen the clock be stopped at midnight, things like that. So, but it's 120. In any case, by the time we meet next week, we should be looking back and saying they did it or they didn't do it. And is there a special session in the offing or not?
Yeah, we should know that by next week.
Okay. Any last comments then?
No. Enjoy the sunshine.
All right. We will. Thank you, Sarah Heath, from the governor's office here in Palmer, Alaska, for coming in again and sharing some observations about what may be happening in the state of Alaska, particularly with the legislature, governor's office in general. Thank you.
You're welcome.